God, what a day. At least it's over. Ugh, I still smell like that last job. I need to shower that off before date night. I'm tired, but not so tired as not to look forward to... Wait. I didn't leave my light on. Shit. And there's his car. At least it's not a burglar. He probably was planning on surprising me. Well, color me surprised. Babe, are you in here? Hi. I'm both very happy and a little bit disappointed to see you. That's honestly the main problem I have with you humans. You're all too curious for your own good. I get that you wanted to come over and surprise me. I see that dinner is on the table, and that's just lovely. But why on earth did you decide that you were going to go through my private things? You were really concerned that I was in some kind of trouble? Really? I think you just wanted to know my secrets. Maybe you were afraid I was stepping out on you. You could have not been more wrong. This is very disappointing. I mean, I kept that chest in my closet for a reason. It's private and it's none of your business. And it was DNA locked. How did you even open it? Oh, I see. You watched me open it by spitting on it when I thought you were in the bathroom. So you rubbed my toothbrush on it? God, I knew I shouldn't have used the chest in front of you, but I needed to put something away and it doesn't matter. Yeah, well, you won't be telling anyone about this, ever. Relax. Just let the toxin do its work. There you go. Night, night. Hey, welcome back. Don't struggle too much. For one thing, those are plasma cuffs and you could burn yourself. For another, well, you're still going to be a bit hungover. Poison you? No, I would never do that to you. The correct term is envenomated. I envenomated you with the stinger in my tongue. See? He is right here. I can just kind of, stretch my tongue out a few feet. And then, this little barb, comes out. And it's pretty cool, right? Well, I'm sorry, but that's what happens. Good human boyfriends get snuggles in sexy times. Nosy ones get pumped full of sleeping toxin from my venom glands. Alright, so, first of all, you violated my privacy, and that's not okay. I would appreciate an apology. Thank you. Having said that, I can understand why you might have had some questions. I mean, I do go out at night a lot, and I'm always quite vague about my work, and sometimes, like tonight, I come home with a fine misting of blood on my clothes. Not really noticeable from a distance, but you get pretty close to me, don't you? So, where should we start? Okay, firstly, I'm not human. I'm a synthetically designed alien. And also, my work is a bit unorthodox. What's the best way to describe it? I don't have a job, not like you do. I have a vocation. A calling. The difference is that you were trained to do your job, and you do it very well, by the way, but I was engineered, built from the ground up to do mine. I was created to hunt and, when necessary, terminate dangerous aliens. Aliens like you. Well, I mean, yes, to you, I would be the alien, but trust me, in the greater community of species, humans are the weird ones. What do I really look like? I look like this. I've looked like this for nearly my entire life. Oh, are you really concerned that you've been having sex with some hideous bug-eyed monster? God, males of every species really are the same, aren't they? No, I don't really have a native form. I can shift and adapt. I suppose this is my preferred form, however. I've spent more time on Earth than anywhere else. The most dangerous threats to galactic security usually start on backwater planets like Earth. You have no organized government, but rely on unstable multinational politics, which are notoriously volatile. You have nuclear armaments, but no space travel or faster than light travel to relieve tensions, at least not for the vast majority of the population. And your genome is in a high state of flux due to pollutants, and borderline psionics are common. Psionics are what cause the most problems. I get paid, kind of. I'm not sure you'd understand it exactly. I don't make money. I lose debt. The cost of my creation, of course. Once it's paid off, I'm a free sapient being just like anyone else. I don't know if it's fair. I mean, I didn't choose this life, but at least they made me so I'd enjoy my work. I love to hunt. I'm a bit of a natural predator, but... You already knew that, didn't you, sweetheart? Who do I hunt? Why, people like you, of course. No, really. You were one of my targets. No, of course I'm not going to kill you. I don't kill unless there's no other choice. That would be inhumane, not to mention tricky. First, I track and evaluate your psionic potential. Then I have several different ways to attempt to deal with this situation. Only if all of them fail or the target proves resistant do I escalate to abduction or termination. What I'm telling you is all very secret, and I don't think I need to tell you why. If this got out, no one would believe you, but you'd be abducted and I would probably be terminated. So please, just... keep this to yourself. I mean, I wasn't just using you or anything. I like you. I like you a lot. But, well, you see, you were a target. I have wide discretion as to know how to deal with latent psionics like you before you get to a level where you could be dangerous. Some are so minor that I don't need to do anything. Others are in the middle range where I can just dose them with a suppressing virus that rewrites their DNA to point that they fall back into normative ranges. Then, there's the really powerful ones. Like you. You see? You're so humble, you don't see it. You're a biopsian. Your abilities helped you when you were a kid. You were able to alter yourself to be faster and stronger sometimes, or make yourself emit pheromones that let you manipulate people. The danger is that when you reach adulthood, that kind of ability can mutate out of hand. It can make you much more and less than human. It can make you a monster without a conscience. In severe cases like yours, I'm supposed to get a little bit more serious. Trying to rewrite your DNA won't work. You would instinctively repair yourself. In fact, you could probably be seriously irritated without any long-lasting effects. Probably. I don't want you to do anything stupid. You're still my boyfriend, after all. Anyway, I'm supposed to attempt to arrange for your abduction. After dosing you with temporary suppressor drugs, then a ship would pick you up. Your life wouldn't be bad. You wouldn't have a lot of freedoms, but you'd be comfortable, have things to do and learn. You might even enjoy it. But you'd never be able to really affect anything around you. And I wouldn't be able to see you. If that failed, or you turned out to be too dangerous, I'd be tasked with killing you. Well, So I hunted you down, and in the course of investigating you and gathering readings, I found myself attracted to you. Don't let it get to your head. I was weak to your primitive humanoid jokes and compassion. No, you're not going to turn into a monster. I've been dosing you regularly. Relax. It's not like human drugs. It's perfectly safe. It just keeps you from mutating or losing control of your abilities. So, as long as I'm around to give you the medicine, you're in no danger of changing or being chased by a different bounty hunter. No, I will keep the drugs from you. Even if you don't want to be with me, I'll still make sure you have your supply. I'd never hold that over you. Are you really surprised given everything we've been through together? I mean, I could have used a more lethal toxin, but I just put you to sleep so you would calm down and I could explain things. I don't want anything bad to happen to you, ever. What I really want is for us to, you know, be together forever. Yes, forever, forever. All right. So, I mean, I guess I was planning on having this conversation with you, just not anytime soon. I'll be on Earth at least a few more years, so I guess it comes down to what you want. If you don't want to be with me, I'll arrange for you to always have a supply of the drug. It won't be difficult with my contacts. What happens if you choose to stay with me? Well, for now, things will just continue like they have been. We can be together and date and go to the movies, have incredible recreational sex. But at some point, I'll pay off my creation debt, and then I'll be free, and I'll have a ship. Yes, a spaceship. A Mark V FTLL Prowler class with military-grade stealth and weapons. She can reach Alpha Centauri in a few hours. Okay, that doesn't mean much to you, but trust me, she's impressive. She'd probably like you too. You can come with me. Yeah, you can come with me and see the stars. The deserts of Parlon, the sapient asteroids of the Vagrant Nebula. We can have it all. Things that most couples could never have. Maybe, if things worked out, we could even spawn. have kids. Yeah, multi-species procreation is easy with the right licenses. Anyway, that's not something you need to worry about right now. All you need to do tonight is this. You can either walk out that door forever, and I won't bother you again, save to make sure you've got your meds. Or you can stay and we can eat that delicious meal that you cooked and then mate like a couple of caffeinated lagomorphs before cuddling and watching horror movies. Your choice. So, what's it gonna be? I was hoping you'd say that.